Christina, thanks so much. Meanwhile, thanks to a recent FDA approval, the California-based company Upside Foods can now sell its lab-grown meat products. Now, the idea being animal cell culture technology would take living cells from chickens, then grow those in a controlled environment to make meat. And in an interview, the company's CEO detailed exactly how their product is different from the rest.
In time, you expect our products to be at parity with conventional meat, but that's going to be 5 to 15 years away. The only thing that's missing is raising and slaughtering an animal, but this is chicken cells that are growing into meat. So we expect it to be positioned in a supermarket or a grocery aisle right where meat products are sold, whether it's frozen aisles or refrigerated or fresh, not next to vegetarian products, because this is not vegetarian.
And here to discuss, please welcome dairy farmer and agriculture advocate, Stephanie Nash. Great hat, Stephanie. Great to have you with us. So what do you think about the lab-grown meat?
I think it's an attack on our food security. As farmers and ranchers around this country continue to fight for your food supply, we are seeing higher regulations, higher bills, higher taxes. Inflation is not only affecting everyday Americans, but it's really affecting your agriculture community. You have to wonder, why are they pushing alternatives and lab-grown meat so aggressively? Number one, it's an investment for them. They are throwing billions of dollars into this research, and they are attacking agriculture, saying that we're the problems for emissions and they can make a planet the better, you know, a safer place for Americans. But the truth is, most of these scientists, most of these politicians are investing in housing developments. They are clearing land. They are not, you know, living off the land. They are just taking away the soil and the richness that agriculture could be providing.
But the company's CEO does say that their product won't cut down on industrial farming because they still need the animals to actually make their lab-grown meat because it's based on animal cells. So do you think this will actually reduce the demand for farms overall, or can they coexist?
No, I don't think they can coexist. Here's the deal. When you introduce a cell lab-grown processing plant, it gives the federal government an excuse to say that if farmers and ranchers can't produce the product, well, here's an alternative, and we're going to start introducing it into your diet. We're going to start regulating family farmers and ranchers more to eliminate agriculture. I think it's an attack on family farmers and ranchers. I do not believe that this should be in the United States. You see the Netherlands, you know, their prime minister, their government, they're going to take out 3,000 farms by this regulation. And the Biden administration wants to take over our land. They want to put it in federal government hands. And so I'm sorry, but the USDA and the FDA are trying to introduce a product that should never be there. Let the family farmer rancher provide and let us do our job because we're the best at it.
Yeah, I have to be full disclosure here. I am a vegetarian, so I wanted to see what vegetarians and vegans thought about all of this, too, to get a full picture here. And I did read an op-ed published by a vegan in light of this news, and here's what she said. While lab-grown meat will drastically reduce the need to slaughter livestock for food, the production is not a completely cruelty process. You know, again, and we heard the CEO of this company saying there's a lot of focus on not slaughtering animals specifically. But I also know a lot of vegans and vegetarians who will say, well, I don't care. It's still based on animal cells. So I'm not even sure. And I want to get your thought. Do you think vegans and vegetarians will actually come back to eat this meat, this kind of real meat that is done from animal cells? Or do you think they'll still say, no way?
Yeah, so, you know, I have a huge platform. I'm a big advocate for telling the truth about agriculture and our family farmers and ranchers. And I have many vegans and vegetarians that follow me. They understand my advocacy. They understand my fight for the family farmer and rancher and to not let our government intervene with our food supply. And I think if you look at the ingredients of what is being put into this product, this alternative fake meat, you will understand that there are ingredients like Red 3 that has been banned by the FDA for cosmetics, the hell we're going to put into our bodies. I think it's crazy that people think that this is saving the planet. It is not a better product. It is not healthier for you. And I'm telling you right now, now more than ever, family farmers and ranchers, they are providing a safe environment for livestock. We want to be people of the land. We want to be stewards of the land. Mm-hmm. And don't away from us. We are doing the best job possible to provide for Americans. So the best thing we can do moving forward is get rid of this alternative and save our family farmers and ranchers and our agriculture industry.
All right, Stephanie Nash, thanks so much. Farm to table. I'll say, as a vegetarian, I'm kind of thinking no. I had a moment, but Stephanie, I think I'm thinking no. All right, thanks so much.